Hello, flight. It has been a little bit, and time to crank out another locker room talk. I mainly want to check in with you all and give some kudos. I have had conversations with, I think, 3 GMs now, about 4 of you. You guys are making impressions. You're making an impression in chat. I can tell you right now that one of you is number one on a draft board. He may know who it is, but I'm not gonna name him. I'm not gonna put him out there. But you guys are doing great stuff, and the big part of it is your engagement with the team during our games, and I've noticed as well. We've got more people. We've had a couple of rough games. We had a battle last week. We lost it late. Everybody stayed positive. We came out kind of flat the first week. Everybody stayed positive. And so, and I said before, owners and GMs are going to notice these things. Not some teams don't worry as much, but I know I can tell you that Lone Star, when we see people kind of melting down, and man, I get it. Competition, you want to win. I had a couple of heartbreakers this year during the regular season, and it was hard to stay cool. So the fact that we have so many people that are doing that, doing well, speaks well for our team, and you've got people that are noticing, people that are looking. I want to encourage you on that. I want to give you credit for that. That's great. That's been great work on your part. Keep it up, and you'll get drafted. You'll get what you're looking for. We are. You saw quite an improvement from week one to week two. We got the things we needed in place. We got a few progressions in. Everybody else is getting progressions, but ours. Our progressions are very, I guess I should say, for some of us, backloaded, so that as the season progresses, you're going to see a real sharp increase in performance, and it's just about getting you ready for the draft. I mean, we're trying to walk that balance of winning games now, but also making sure that you have the best build we can give you come draft time. I want to talk a little bit about that, about builds and such. Some teams are just going to look at the build. They're going to take the best build, the best value they can get. And if you are looking, no two locker rooms are the same. We've got a very active locker room here in San Jose. We did last season. And I've chatted with, I keep in touch with almost all of the players from last season. Not all locker rooms are like that. In fact, one of my former players is leaving the team, in part because the locker room is just so quiet. He just wants more activity there. That's something to keep in mind. Everyone's going to tell you they've got a great locker room. To my knowledge, nobody has a bad locker room, but it depends on what you're looking for. You need to reach out to players to get the real scoop on some of that stuff. And then about the builds, there are guys. One owner last season talked to a guy one time, didn't really give him any indication or anything. And then about 5 minutes before his time slot came up, he called the guy and said, "Hey, I'm drafting you." And the guy was like, "What? We haven't talked hardly at all." That's an owner that didn't really do his homework. I'm not sure. And there's a few like that. There's a few that have been here a while, and they're just gonna, they're almost on autopilot. And this is not a knock. It's just a reality. But you do need to manage your career a little bit and do a little research. I'll happily talk to you privately about any owner, anything that I don't know. There's a notification for you. Forgot to turn those off. Oh well, a little extra sound in the locker room. I'll happily privately any questions you have about owners, just go ahead and ask me, and I will tell you everything I know, or direct you to someone that can tell you. I keep getting distracted. Going back to the builds, we want to make sure that you have the best possible build for the draft. Most teams that I know, most of the successful teams are going to draft people based on their, on the person, the off the field person, the fit, all of that. You're going to hear talk about fit a lot, and it matters. So that's why I keep telling you to be active, be involved. But like I said, as a whole, you guys are doing a fantastic job with that. I mentioned some things about player movement, off-season stuff, in the last talk. One thing I mentioned in the last talk is that some things within the league might cause some guys to leave the league. The bulk of that has been addressed, and we're not going to have a mass exodus, which is pretty good news. There's still a couple of things that some people are putting together that they'd like to see happen. There's another notification. They'd like to see happen. There's some tough talk about leaving, but I don't think very many people are going to leave over these last few things that they're working out. We saw Chicago is up for sale, going to be changed. It's basically, there's basically three teams available, two expansions and Chicago. That changed the dynamic a little bit. I can tell you that an awful lot of Chicago players are going to be going, assuming this team gets their expansion bid, and I believe they will. There's quite a few Chicago players that are going to be going with that team. In fact, I think they may almost have it full. I'm not completely sure. I don't have actual facts on everyone that's going there. But one of the expansion teams is pretty full already. The others, no idea. I'm sure everybody's got a plan in place. You're kind of foolish if you don't. But there's going to be some movement. You see a lot of openings right now in Tulsa. A lot of people leaving. I don't know if the people are leaving the league or just leaving the team. That's a little bit unusual. London is an exciting possibility now. Now, London's got a core in place. I don't know how many spaces they're going to have, but Chad Roland is a heck of a GM. And Tanner Hendricks, I've got a lot of respect for those guys. I think that's going to be a big deal. So keep your eye on those things. It's really important to keep your eye on the player movement in the upcoming weeks. We've got two more weeks of football. Then they're going to have owners meetings, and then re-signing period, then free agency period. You want to watch that closely. That'll give you an idea of what's going on. And you can kind of adjust things. We've got a lot of stuff going on in the next few weeks. And the more informed you are, the better off you're going to be. We're doing great, guys. We are trending upward. I feel like we put together a pretty good game last week against a team that should be pretty tough, and I expect to see some good things out of this in the future. That'll do for now. Kudos to our scouts. We've got some guys on the team that are scouting. You guys are killing it. You're doing fantastic. I really appreciate the work you're doing. All right, thanks a lot, guys.